You're just a lazy nigger.
Mm-hmm. What joking names are there for colored people? Do you ever hear any? Mm-hmm. And you say you and me, we're not colored, we're...
We're white.
Were there any other names for white people?
Caucasian.
Uh-huh. What about someone who was born with one parent's black and another parent's white?
A mixed breed.
What about a real light-skinned Negro?
That's a mixed breed, they call him. And he's probably not a mulatto. Mm-hmm. That's what they call a light-skinned niggers. Light-skinned niggers. These yellow niggers. Mm-hmm. But one that's got the white in them, it's got white blood somewhere along the line because it will come out.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a free jack or a quadroon?
That is a... half white and half black.
They call it?
I think. I'm not so sure.
What do they call that?
A free jack. But that's down in the Cajun country mostly. That they're called free jacks.
Hmm. What other names are there for Cajuns?
I don't know too much about the Cajuns. French.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Indian blood.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear
Coon? Oh, yeah. You ain't gonna trick me this time.
What is that?
That's a nigger. They just... It's a French, French nigger.
What do they call them?
You don't want me to say that.
Yeah, this is...
Coon ass.
Uh-huh. That's French and Negro?
Mm-hmm. White.
Mm-hmm. Just
the girl one day here setting Grady right about his, what it was. A white girl.
Uh-huh.
He called her a coonie, and boy, she's about to eat him up. Because she wasn't a coonie, she was white, but she was French. And she asked him, did he know what that was, and he told her no. And she said, that's a half and half.
She didn't like being called that.
Mm-hmm. Sure didn't.
Do you hear people call boogaloo?
Boogaloo, yes, but I don't know what a boogaloo is.
What do you think?
That's about the same thing, I think. It's a mixture.
I've
never got clear to it, you know, because I just don't know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Cooney is just a kind of a nickname.
From Coon ass.
Uh-huh. That's just a nickname.
What about someone who's lives in the city? You'd call him a...
City dude.
Uh-huh. What's that word you mentioned today, slip?
City slicker.
Uh-huh.
If they was, you know, sharp. If they were a little bit too smart for you, they come along and they jip you out of something.
Uh-huh.
Just call them a city slicker.
That's the soul that got the cast, huh?
Slicked up. And when I heard she was going to buy them calves, that's what I told Grady. I said, slick look. I said, she's going to get it thrown to her.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough. But I pointed my finger. I said, don't you dare go down there and tell him nothing. If she wants to buy them calves, that's her business. You let her alone. Because it was, he said that Betty was buying them from one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.